You know why? Because you motherfuckers went ice fishing.
Yeah, we took a break from masturbating to porn.
Exactly.
I would tell you how.
Okay.
That's my Keith Richards song. I think it was
Paul just ejaculated that sentence.
This cat is. Oh, yeah. The loss of Raptor. The loss of
What the fuck is the itis?
Oh, the itis.
I called it granddad's pork swine delight.
And I watched so much pornography that I thought I was going to tear the thing off. Okay, here we go. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Music to Swear By. This is the podcast where I, Tony, invite neighbors to listen to music containing profanity. In the fort tonight, we have... What do we have? Neighbor Paul. Neighbor Paul, say hi.
I love red meat.
And here we go. Neighbor Dave. Neighbor Dave, say hi.
I love your red meat.
Back together
again.
You're not
supposed to talk about that after last weekend.
Wow.
A romantic weekend.
Wait, speaking of red meat, I'm going to take us off topic immediately, okay? I brought an article, and this is something that you fuckers have left on the cutting room floor many, 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 many times.
Based on that experience, Paul has bought the domain name pisserbeer.com.
Yes. I have a buddy at work, and we are working on an idea for pisserbeer.com.
Wow. I'd like to say I feel sorry for you guys, but I fucking told you so. Ice fishing is for the birds. Ice fishing is completely for the birds.
We know now.
Was there any redeemable experience whatsoever in the ice fishing house?
We got really hammered on Friday afternoon, Friday night, and each had like 10 beers and a few glasses of wine, and we watched Jeremy Lin of the Knicks.
Mike D'Antoni won't call timeout and let the Raptors set up their D. The crowd on its feet here at the Air Canada Center. Lin puts it up. Bang! Jeremy Lin from downtown, and the Knicks take the lead.
Jeremy Lin is the sensation for the Knicks, who 2 weeks ago, or in early February, was sleeping on the couch of his brother's apartment in Manhattan, and he had just been signed to a 10-day contract by the Knicks, and he'd been cut by a couple teams. He's now going crazy, scoring 30 points a night, and he's on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
And so not only has he, like, come in and, like, played well as an unknown player, he's come in and fucking dominated.
Yeah.
He scored more points in his first 8 starts than any player in NBA history.
Jeremy Lin drives and finishes. To the rim, count it, and a foul. Even it looks like his teammates don't believe what they're seeing. Gets to the rim, puts it in, and a foul. Jeremy Lin, a 25. A magical night for Jeremy Lin.
I'm just thankful to God for this opportunity to be able to come out here and play.
This unheralded, undrafted underdog comes out of nowhere, rescues this underachieving team, and he's shining right now on one of the biggest stages in all of pro sports.
But the funny thing that's come out of all this is all the fucking Asian racism that's going on in the media. It's insane.
Well, Asian basketball players are not that uncommon, right?
Like, oh,
they're Wolves, super... The Wolves had one like 7.5 years ago.
They did?
Yes.
I don't even know.
I mean, Yao Ming was the big sensation from China.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah. He never played for the Wolves.
No. This guy, it's also remarkable because he went to Harvard. There's only been 3 players from Harvard ever made the NBA, and there's been 8 presidents of the United States from Harvard.
So can you think of like some of the racist things you've heard?
I read the article in Sports Illustrated that said he was just constantly called like chink boy, chink this and that when he was at Harvard.
No, I mean...
I don't know about recently.
From the recent shit.
No,
I've heard
know.
So much racist stuff that's unbelievable. Like,
that's retarded.
The yellow tide. Who said Asians couldn't drive? Right? Drive to the hoop, right?
There's a chink in the armor.
I think very well, as you said, unflappable. But if there is a chink in the armor, where can Lin improve his game?
That's so stupid.
It's fucking racist.
Yeah.
Das racist.
Das racist. So that brings me to my song. So I've got a group. It's out of New York City.
Yeah?
The group is called Das Racist.
Okay.
Das Racist. And they have this song called Rainbow in the Dark that I like a lot. But they talk a lot about the Asian racism And here's Das Racist Rainbow in the Dark.
I'm at the White Castle.
I don't see you here, dog.
Tiny ass hamburgers, tiny ass cheeseburgers, tiny ass chicken sandwiches. It's outlandish, kid. Am I trying to speak to the kid in Spanish, kid? Like, que tu quieres? I'm like, where is the bathroom? I hella gotta piss. Where's the bathroom? Ask whom the bell tolls for. Ayo, where you get this place from, the hellhole store? Yo, I'm in the...
Where do you get this place from, the hellhole store?
Ask for whom the bell rings, DR. Something like a neo rap.
Tony, you're mesmerized. This is awesome, isn't it? Myself
a Big Mac attack. Known to rock the fly shit and eat the best pizza. Charge that shit to MasterCard, already owe Visa. Catch me drinking lean in Italy like I was Pisa. We could eat the flyest cave-aged cheese for she's ma. Yeah, we could eat Briere as if we care. We could eat.
Sort of looks like Kim Thale, Soundgarden, doesn't it?
Just kick it like Rockport in the periphery of Little Sicily. Little did she know I'm tickling boo. She's so giggly. Catch me solving mysteries like Wikipedia Brown. It's the future, get down.
He's naked. He's naked sitting on that amp.
The tears of a clown. Yo, I'm afraid of clowns. I'm afraid of small towns. Positive energy is something like I'm afraid of all frowns. Catch me at the crib getting like to Jeff Mangum. It's fun to do bad things like rhyme about handguns. If any problem pop off, a Joe Pesci any fool while drinking that pop off. That's cause I'm a good fella. Stay about the hood hella much now, but punch clowns
if small towns. I love that.
It's fun to do funny things like rap about handguns, he said.
Spiritual lyrical murder, the ill 96 manifestable.
If you're an outlier, right, somebody's not white in America, you're afraid of small towns. Some racist motherfuckers in small towns.
King, rap bridge, on a duet with T-Pain and Stephen Hawking. I'm not joking, stop jocking, stop talking. Shut up, hush up, please shut the fuck up. Shut up, dude, shut up. That's racist is the new cool G rap. Peepers at the Grammys, we'd like to thank G-Chat. We'd like to thank Weed Rap. The best rappers, be real. Jokes, it's us, come on, be real. Second Latin rapper to like the Beatles. But on the real, they swear I'm blacker than Cheeto, like Don King. Playing Donkey Kong Country at his cousin's house. You don't even know what it's about. This is panic attack rap, eating four flapjacks.
It's Don King playing Donkey Kong at his cousin's house. You don't really know what that's even about.
I'm on the internet because I'm an internet thug. He Manchu. Yes, I'm in control.
Oh, you're mesmerized.
I am. What's awesome? I'm looking for naked men, and then the guys riding like manuals on their freestyle bikes is awesome.
All the cholos saying, mira el horto. Just because I rock the secondhand Versace. Watch me, watch me. The secondhand couldn't even clock me. You couldn't see me like a Cuban playing hockey. Cracker in the chocolate, that's human pocky. Papa looks stocky, mama look chalky. Me, I look a little something like...
What I like about this is it's underproduced. I mean, there's not a lot going on here. This is like Beck goofing around at the keyboard.
Right, yes.
And I can appreciate that. Yeah. So it's amusing, it's halfway serious, but you don't get a lot of fucking... what's that thing of the harmonizer and the voice? You don't get... Two guys with a microphone doofing around.
Sparking in the shade of the trees in the park. Be harky. Angels stay singing in the dark like the rainbow in the Ronnie James Dio joint. Hit it from the backcourt like it was a three-point. I don't give a fuck, I'm a duck to a decoy. No trust in white-faced man like Geronimo. Tried to go to Amsterdam to throw us in Guantanamo.
Savers or something.
Is that the end?
The junior section. Wow. I like the Das Racist. Yeah. Hit something else from Das Racist. I need to kind of find out what they're all about.
All right, chicken and meat. Let's hear Chicken and Meat from Das Racist.
Oh, boy. Wouldn't have been my first choice.
Barcode, barcode, Library of Congress, Molto Spanish, photo finish, cannon, cannon, wow. Shoot me out the cannon, gun blaster, cut faster, muevelo, muevelo, ven pa' acá. Oh my god, it's so hot, andale, andale, epa, epa, fastest rolling checker components, andale, andale, epa, arriba,
niña, ave maria, ave maria. How rich are these guys?
I doubt they're rich yet, but
They're darn popping. They got half a million hits on YouTube.
770 AM Radio K has played them. I think they were even on their top, you know, on their playlist. And 89, I've heard them on 89.3 to the current.
Okay, because
half a million hits on that song. Well, half a million hits
on his song.
Rainbow in the Dark, all right.
There's a mystery, though, about this song, and you don't even know what I'm talking about, but Rainbow in the Dark. I don't know if this will make it or not, but can we at least just check that out quick, Ronnie James?
That's always a good...
Yeah.
Yeah?
So why is it called... It was Rainbow in the Dark, wasn't it?
Das Racing? Yes, it was. Rainbow in the Dark.
There is a famous 80s MTV metal song called Rainbow in the Dark by Ronnie James Dio. Do you know who Ronnie James Dio is?
No.
Make sure I get this correct. He's the one who replaced Ozzy in Black Sabbath.
Sister, then AC/DC.
Yeah.
This to me right here says the 80s hair band.
Yeah.
Early 80s hair band. When you try to be hiding inside, is it someone that you know? You're just a
picture. You're an image caught in time. So I have no idea why the fuck the Das Racist song called Rainbow in the Dark had anything to do, if at all, with Rainbow in the Dark, did it?
From Dio, I didn't hear anything, but...
I didn't hear any loops, samples, beats, nothing,
it's
rhymes.
It's not like we were listening super close to it either.
Yeah, but it didn't rhyme as much when the white guy did it.
The Dio one?
Yeah, boy!
I didn't.
The white guy version wasn't...
Dio was white. He looks Brazilian, whatever. I mean...
So was it just a coincidental naming, like Replacements, Let It Be, having nothing to do with Beatles, Let It Be?
I don't know, Wikipedia it.
Nah, not that interested.
Fuck it.
Move on.
All right, what do you want to talk about, Dave? Hey, you want to know why ice fishing is better than sex?
I do want to know that.
Because there are no ice fishing transmitted diseases.
I was going to say sex with what?
Wow.
I mean,
No,
forget the bad jokes. And why do scuba divers fall backwards into the water?
Why?
Because if they fell forward, they'd fall back in the boat.
That's horrible.
All right, I'm done. Right. What do you want to talk about, Dave?
It was a guy who had a heart attack eating a triple bypass burger at the Heart Attack Grill in Las Vegas.
Okay, time out. What's the Heart Attack Grill?
They are a restaurant that was devised to make you fat.
Yes.
That was nice. The main reason for opening the restaurant. There's nothing redeeming about it. Anything on the menu.
It's a no-shame menu.
They have a disclaimer on their restaurant window that says, this food or our food is bad for you.
Yeah, okay.
But this is a restaurant whose spokesman, who was this guy who was 350 pounds when he started as a spokesman and ended at like 600 pounds and died when he was 28.
Yeah. There's
28 from pneumonia.
We found a video online of this spokesperson, and he was employed, contracted by this restaurant. And you know how those weight loss commercials, they show the fat pants, and they're standing behind it, and then they drop it and say, look at me now.
Right.
He did the fucking opposite.
His skinny pants?
This big-ass motherfucker, probably like 600 pounds, and he says, a month ago, I was fitting in these. Now I'm not. You know, something like that.
Oh, my God,
and he's enormous.
Other diets don't deliver results. But I've made incredible progress on the Heart Attack Grill diet. A couple months ago, I was wearing these.
No dangerous yo-yo syndrome. I personally guarantee a stable upward progression of body weight while you're enjoying great tasting foods like a double bypass burger and flatliner fries. Along with a cold beer and cigarette, it's a diet program that you could stick to for life.
What I like best is the person-to-person counseling from my very own nurse.
The Heart Attack Grill Diet is not for everyone. Side effects may include sudden weight gain, repeated increase of wardrobe size, back pain, male breast growth, loss of sexual partners, lung cancer, tooth decay, liver sclerosis, stroke, and an inability to see your penis. In some cases, mild death may occur. Ask your doctor if the Heart Attack Grill Diet is right for you.
Yeah, and he fucking died while he was their spokesperson.
Oh, wait, right, so the spokesperson died and another guy died, or just the spokesperson?
Just the spokesperson. The guy who actually had the heart attack while eating the triple bypass burger did not die.
So in the middle of February, this fucker had a heart attack in the restaurant while eating a burger, and there's YouTube video of some folks outside filming the dude getting wheeled out to an ambulance.
Okay, but to make it even worse, the guy that the spokesperson died, right? And the guy that replaced him as the new spokesperson is like 26, 27 years old, already has had 3 heart surgeries plus a liver transplant.
Awful.
And weighs like 450 pounds.
Wow.
And anybody who comes into the restaurant, if you weigh 350 pounds or more, you eat for free.
Oh, you eat for free? Is that right?
Yes.
Nice.
It's free. Dude. And it absolutely will kill you.
This makes me want to play just a smidge of a song. Let me play just like 30 seconds of Do You Want to Get Heavy from John Spencer.
So you want to get heavy?
All the time. I don't
want to get heavy.
Angry.
Do you want to get heavy?
Should I be angry with either my family or just myself?
Do you want to get heavy?
Believe me, people, I don't.
You know the worst part about that song? No profanity. I thought it totally befitting for this topic, and we got nothing.
Tony.
So there we go.
How could you do it to us?
So, Dave, all go right. On with 28-year-old triple bypass man.
All right. So, I'm queuing up a news clip here from ABC News. This is about the heart attack grill and the heart attack that was recently happened.
Well, it's taken a few months, but the Heart Attack Grill in Las Vegas has certainly lived up to its name. A customer ordered a triple bypass burger described as being 1.5 pounds, topped with 12 slices of bacon. He was partway through it when he started shaking, sweating, and complaining about pains in his chest so much that an ambulance took him to the hospital.
I actually felt horrible for the gentleman because the tourists were taking photos of him as if it were some type of a stunt. And even with our own morbid sense of humor, we would never pull a stunt like that.
I don't think I would walk into a place, even if it's called the Heart Attack Grill, and order food and expect that I was going to have a heart attack.
The owner insists warnings are posted everywhere about the restaurant's high-calorie menu. The man is recovering, but doctors haven't said if he actually suffered a heart attack.
All right, so I got to give you some more background about this guy. This guy who opened this restaurant is doing it on purpose. He's doing this to shock. He's trying to shock America into stop eating like shit.
Yeah.
And he was a businessman before. He owned a bunch of gyms, and he was a personal trainer. He did all this stuff with health. And he said, finally, fuck it. Everybody is just fat fucks, and I'm gonna throw the fucking table at him. And this is what he came up with.
Wow, that's awesome. Like, put it in your face.
Yep.
That's great. Okay, so now I feel like a chump, because at first I was like, I want to reserve the right to do dumb shit in my life.
Yeah.
I want to reserve the right to drink myself silly and fall off a table.
Right.
And I want to reserve the right to be a fat fuck someday.
You want to reserve it. You want to have the right.
Right.
You're American.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, no, because I barely have the right. I don't have the right in Minnesota to smoke inside a building anymore.
True.
And I don't smoke, but I can sympathize with the smokers. You start taking away my personal little guilty pleasures and my freedoms, and I'm an unhappy camper. So,
right.
So therefore, I could support that until you tell me that the guy's trying to just throw it back in my face. Now I feel like a chump. But he's a hero. I like the guy. What's his name?
I like him too. I don't know, but he's the fake doctor who runs the thing. So.
And when you're done with your meal and you're too full, what do?
They wheel you out on a wheelchair.
Oh, to your car?
Perfect.
To your car.
They got the itis. Well, you know, I noticed...
They got the itis?
I noticed that none of the waitresses were fat. What's up with that?
Oh, the waitresses are hot like Hooters girls.
Yeah, damn fat.
Skimpy fucking outfits.
Yeah, fat breastesses.
Yes?
No, they got the itis. Do you guys know if you guys ever heard of the itis?
What the fuck is the itis?
The itis. The itis, as defined by Urban Dictionary, because I just so happen to have it right here, is the general feeling of lethargy and well-being experienced after eating a satisfying meal. This phenomena is particularly triggered by foods high in carbohydrates, fats, and meats containing the amino acid...
Oh, I think you'd get the itis after eating a quadruple bypass burger.
Yeah, I think you would. It's
do you want to know what's in a quadruple bypass burger?
What's in a quadruple bypass burger?
There are 4 half-pound burgers.
4.
Half pound.
Each. That makes 2 pounds of burger.
Eight slices of cheese.
6 slices of cheese.
1 tomato.
One tomato, like a half an onion.
Half an onion.
And then the bun is coated in lard.
Really? Oh, God.
It is 8,000 calories.
Fucking
it
A.
It is 8,000
calories.
I don't know if it's in the world records or whatever, but it's listed as the worst junk food on the planet.
That is disgusting. It's completely uncalled for.
You eat it.
See, when you sent me this article, I thought you were fucking joking because... I saw this episode of The Boondocks. The Boondocks is a Adult Swim, the Cartoon Network show from that I saw years ago, where these two little boys live with their grandpa, and grandpa invents this dish and opens a restaurant called The Itis, where the food is served in beds, so that people, once they eat the itis, they then get the itis and fall the fuck asleep in their bed, and they wake up a half an hour later, and they bring them out in wheelbarrows.
When I have a fucking meal like that.
They bring them out in wheelbarrows,
yeah,
seriously?
They do. They totally do. Play the clip from season one of the Boondocks. Play the clip.
Best meal I've had in years, Robert. What's this called?
I call it Granddad's Pork Swine Delight. It consists of 2 pig knuckles glazed in honey, pig tongue marinated in butter for 2 days, chitlins, that's pig intestines for y'all that don't know, soaked in hot sauce, drizzled with mayonnaise, and then set to harden on my back porch in 3 pounds of cheddar cheese.
Mommy, I'm sleepy.
Oh, don't worry about that, little baby. That's just the itis.
The what?
The itis. That's what you call it when you get sleepy after a big meal.
The itis. You know, Robert, I own a little health food spot near Meadowlark Park. Great location, but the food tastes like hot armpit on wheat bread. I've been thinking about making a change. You interested?
My own restaurant. Mm-hmm.
That's a great idea, Robert.
There you go. That's where the itis was born, right there. You eat so much food and so much fat, you fall the fuck to sleep.
Wow.
There you go.
I have joked for years.
I love that.
For years after getting the itis from back when I was a teenager, I was, yo, how come the restroom ain't got no beds? Right? You want to go and just lay the fuck down after a big-ass meal like that because you get the itis.
Exactly.
And Thanksgiving is really when you get the itis.
Right? Oh, my God, Paul.
What?
Check your iPod. Do you have the Beastie Boys song?
It's been a long motherfucking time since I heard Heart Attack Man by the Beastie Boys. I think we ought to just chuck that out there in case some folks in Beijing ain't heard that song before.
Play it.
Well, it would be fitting.
Let's do that.
Heart Attack Man by the Beastie Boys.
Yeah, let's wrap this Heart Attack shit up with Heart Attack Man by the Beastie Boys. Cue it up.
Wait, time out. The best thing about this song is the drunken high laughter in the beginning. Cue it. Listen to him. Listen to Adam Horowitz.
It's a little diddly about a good guy. You need no Heart Attack Man. No, he weighs in pretty hefty. My man's like demand hefty. He's like the guy in a hefty bag.
Okay,
let's put him in a hefty bag.
all your money on your health insurance plan.
Had to put that big bitch in check. Heart attack, man. Heart attack, man.
This is where it gets good, though. It's a little bit redeeming here.
Is this the mosh part?
Yeah, it's sludgy like, here?
Oh, yeah.
Look, it says mosh part for the lyrics.
Okay, mosh!
Yeah, my man is lucky to be alive, He's smoking, drinking too.
You know,
the Beastie Boys have the best drops. I like that beat. Yes. It's got a good beat. I can bug out to it.
I never really enjoyed that very much on Ill Communication. That's what it's from, right?
And
Did the next song come? Next song, I think, was one of their jazz instrumentals, or it had the song about the folks eating chicken. But those lyrics are awesome.
Yeah, put it into context, that song a little bit worked.
Yeah.
I've always hated it, too. You put it in the middle of Ill Communication, and it doesn't fit for fuck. It's because you do. You've got all that instrumental
stuff.
It's
a skipper.
Yeah, totally.
Yep. Anyway.
Totally.
So what do we got going on here? We want to wrap this thing up?
You got any more fat songs?
I could take us out on a Ween song. I don't know that it's the best Ween song or even that much better than Heart Attack Man, but it's called Fat Lenny, and it's got a fuck in it.
Sounds appropriate to the premise of the show.
True, and I believe it's used as in Fat Fuck Lenny. And I'll play this in a second, but Fat Fuck Lenny, you know, as much as I ripped on you guys on the last podcast, my solo cast in the basement, I actually missed you gentlemen just a teeny, teeny, weeny bit.
Yeah, you did. Admit it.
I did.
Admit it.
I did. I've been very busy lately, and it's nice to come down here on a Monday night and actually just drink beers until midnight and podcast. Yeah. It's excellent.
Podcast. Okay.
Listen to me. All right, so anything we want to talk about, or are we done with this podcast? Dave, cue up the Ween. Paul, take us out on this podcast.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for listening to this shitty-ass podcast. If you got anything to say, you want to comment on tonight's shitty podcast, you want to comment on anything we should be doing better in the future, please email Tony at musictoswearby@gmail.com.
Pardon the profanity.
That land is gonna walk right into my cell. And is gonna see myself reflected back on myself. And Fat Lenny is gonna lick the slack off the windowsill. And I said, Fat Lenny is gonna lick my head off. This is talking about my friend Fat Lenny. I like him a lot.
We're talking about my buddy, Jim.
Yeah, Fat Lenny. What? Fat Lenny's gonna lick the slack off the windowsill. And I said, now. Fat Lenny's gonna jump up and down, run back down the hill. And I said, now, Fat Lenny knows what it is to be Fat Lenny, cause this Fat Lenny is my buddy. He's Fat Lenny, I know what it is to be Fat Lenny, cause he's my friend Fat Lenny. I like Fat Lenny, like he's my friend Fat Lenny. Fat Lenny!
What?
He's Fat Lenny.
Get
him! Didn't know he's Fat Lenny.
Fat Lenny's gonna lick my brain to death.
Fat Lenny doesn't like me anyway. Fat Lenny said my friend is to death. Fat Lenny! Oh, Fat Lenny! Oh, Fat Lenny!
I would tell you how at work, every once in a while with people I'm not entirely uncomfortable with, and they'll say, so what do you got going on this weekend? Usual, just drinking vodka, watching some porn. There was always porn in the house, and I always had vodka in the freezer. So I literally would sit around the weekend, watch vodka, and eat porn. Or whatever I'm supposed to say.
You mean watch vodka from Taxi and masturbate. Thank you very much. So